welcome to another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN, the home of free speech, the home of the free and the land of the speech. And please go to republicbroadcasting.org, click on the donate button, keep it going. I say the same thing every day, but, you know, we are getting closer and closer to total censorship, 1984 style. 1984 was supposed to be a warning, not a user's manual. But that's the world we live in. We've got to keep this RBN project alive until 5, whatever that means. But we have to. So you have to click on the donate button, send shekels. I got a nice message from the co-certified people today. They say they like my shilling. But, you know, it's not really shilling because I'm sincere. You do want to have this app. It's the future. It's what we need. We need to have the ability to transmit lists of information, whether it's kosher certified food, whether it's people that sponsors that jump ship from Tucker, or any of the other projects that we've got in the pipeline. You want to be able to do that. Go to nationalbugle.com, download the co-certified app by just scrolling down a little bit further. There it is. And you click on the co-certified link, and you'll get there. Okay, this is Tuesday evening, which means it's Wednesday when you're looking at it, which is Jeremy Day. Jeremy, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Patrick. I'm very excited that we have our emails piling up, and we've got a very interesting email from a listener in Russia.
We do.
Speaking of free speech, you can get on that email and Patrick and Jeremy show at yahoo.com, and you can send us your thoughts and what you think of the show and anything that you want to add, and maybe we can read it on the air.
Yeah, and in Russia they have free speech more than
Absolutely.
We have here. More than we have here.
And this listener made a very interesting comparison to United States and Russia.
Well, let's hear it.
Hello, Dr. Slattery. I'm from Russia. I enjoy your radio podcast. I listen to your programs for a couple of years. I've known you from David Duke Show, which I started to listen to first. Your programs are some kind of samizdat. What is that, Dr. Slattery?
I don't know. William from Montana could tell us. But I think he's about to explain it.
Samizdat, which existed in the USSR when any dissident opinions were prohibited and the truth could be learned only through unofficial sources. We are an unofficial source. Talk about free speech.
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
Mm-hmm.
He goes on, funny thing is happening now, almost unthinkable. Yet a few years ago, the USA rapidly becomes a Soviet Union. That's an interesting comparison, isn't it? You've made that.
Don Black makes that comparison all the time, yeah.
The listener goes on to say, the new Soviet state, which computerized surveillance technologies, and if we think about it more deeply, is there any wonder? Because now you have the same tribe in charge that absolutely dominated Russia in the 1920s through the 30s. Therefore, if you have the same species, they behave in the same way. It would be utterly stupid to expect a viper to change its behavior because of your kind attitude to it. Vipers bite and flies buzz. Mosquitoes suck blood and Jews destroy nations. Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Cool it.
Hey,
cool it with the anti-Semitic canards.
Hey, you know, we had Josh from New York who's a caller. And did you hear when he called in? And he's a Jewish individual himself, but I do like his calls. And when he called in, and he said some Jewish guy's name, and then he said, "Oh God!" And he sounded really convincing. Oh, that was fun. Okay, let's continue.
Did it much better than I did.
Yeah.
Continuing with the email. Any guilt of their own? Only natural genetic program. But what is really amazing is how stupid whites in their majority continue to live in an unreal, invented world of universal equality, quote, progress, unquote, brotherhood, unquote, and friendship of nations, quote, unquote. The price of this stupidity is death, and I think that Time is close to pay the price of the wrong choice made 80 years ago. Nature will show its might and teach the main lesson that there is anything as equality and that racial qualities are not a social construct, but the main factor shaping any civilization. We live in a very interesting time. I enjoy what is happening in the USA because it proves that Americanism, its Hollywood globalist version, is wrong and is the most dangerous social poison that ever existed in the world. The sooner the USA collapses, the better, first of all, for American whites. Good luck for you and all other people who didn't lose their identity and who didn't become stupid marionettes of globalist rulers. So I just wanted to explain to the listeners, you know, what I think that he meant there is it's the collapse of the Zionist system in America. And we see that lately, what, the USA embassy in Russia flew the global homo flag over the American flag? I think that's what he's talking about.
Better not fly it over, because as Boy Scouts know, you're not allowed to fly another flag over the American flag.
They did fly the rainbow flag, and I think this is what the listener's talking about. He's not necessarily being against the American people, but against the ZOG, you know, the Zionist Occupied Government. Definitely that's what he's talking about. And then he ends the email with, beside this, I want to say that your discussions with Mark Dankoff are particularly illuminating and informative. I really enjoy them.
Yeah.
So that was an email from a listener in Russia. Very cool.
Very cool. Yeah, we got another email about the pronunciation issue, which I dealt with this morning on the Tuesday show, so I don't need to reiterate it. But I'm betting, the name, Ms. Maxwell's name can be pronounced Ghislaine. It can be pronounced Ghislaine. And there's probably a couple other pronunciations that can be acceptable, in certain linguistic settings and whatnot. But I think she uses Ghislaine, but I think we're about to find out probably this week when she gets arraigned, and I would imagine the judge would have her confirm her name. And so I think we'll find out then. But if I were...
I've got my own take on that.
Okay, take it.
I took French in high school 30 years ago. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I think that it's probably more like Ghislaine. Like imagine that you're in a Paris street admiring some art, and you've got some wine and bread and cheese on your table, and you just pronounce it like that. Ghislaine.
Yeah. So that's from my research, that's the southern French way to pronounce it, and Ghislaine with a hard G and without the S sound, with the silent S, is the northern way. And we'll find out. We'll find out what's her way. Her way might be smokes too much. I don't know. Did you ever see, there was a Monty Python skit.
You better see Mr. Bounder about that. Mr. Bounder, this gentleman's interested in the India Overland and nothing else.
Hello, I'm Bounder of Adventure.
Oh, hello, my name's Smoke Too Much.
What?
My name is Smoke Too Much, Mr. Smoke Too Much.
Well, you'd better cut down a little then.
I'm sorry.
You'd better cut down a little then.
Oh, I see. I smoke too much, so I'd better cut down a little then.
Yes. Oh, it's better to get people making jokes about your name all the time, eh?
No, actually, it never struck me before. Smoke too much.
You know something? I think that was the wrong skit. Maybe this one's more relevant.
I have with me in the studio tonight one of the country's leading skin specialists, Raymond Luxury Yacht.
That's not my name.
I'm sorry, Raymond Luxury Yacht.
No, it's spelled Raymond Luxury Yacht, but it's pronounced Throat Wobbler Mangrove.
You're a very silly man, and I'm not going to interview you.
Anti-Semitism?
Not at all. It's not even a proper name. Polystyrene.
Give me my nose back.
You can collect it at reception. Now go away.
I want to be on television.
Well, you can't.
Wasn't that funny? Okay, so what are we going to move on to?
Well, sticking with Miss Maxwell, she's going to plead guilty and start cooperating soon, prosecutor predicts. That's a Fox News article I sent you. Wow, not even in any investigation, really. We're just already going to the cooperation. The article reads, former federal prosecutor Francie Hakes on Monday predicted that Jeffrey Epstein's accused madam and former girlfriend, Ghislaine Maxwell, will plead guilty and start cooperating soon. She is probably the last person left in the Jeffrey Epstein co-conspiracy that we know about, Hakes told Fox and Friends. Wow, what kind of damage do you think this is going to do?
So, facing a 10-year sentence, well, I mean, she's going to sing like a bird, and she might also compose, but I don't know if she really needs to compose. And here's the thing. This is way bigger than a sex scandal. It's bigger than a spy ring. It is kosher certification of our political system. Once you drag in Israel, and that's the thing, once this gets revealed as a Mossad operation, which maybe they'll be able to avoid, but if it gets revealed as a Mossad operation aimed at influencing our politics, and dare I say, tampering with our sacred elections, then what? I mean, it does have the potential to blow the whole lid off of this whole U.S.-Israel relationship. This could be the big thing. So, do you think it will be the big thing?
I've always been of the theory. I was thinking that Trump was not involved in the co-certification because that would have came out sooner. Mm. But I guess we're going to find out because here it is just a few months before the election and this individual is arrested and is promising to cooperate. If Trump was involved at all, we will know it, I believe.
Yeah, if Trump's involved, we'll know it, yeah. We know that he and Lady Ghislaine were friends. They have pictures taken together. They associated, well, I mean, friends. I mean, she's a socialite, and she's been to Mar-a-Lago, his big estate down in South Florida. The question is, do they have tapes with Trump? And my guess is no, because I think he likes big girls. And I don't think he needed anything from them. But if there's tapes of Trump, we'll find out.
That we will. And speaking of Trump, he is getting more based by the day. Recently, he has withdrawn from the World Health Organization. So maybe to hell with the lockdown this fall. Maybe he's breaking away from that. I would only hope that you would fire Fauci and Bricks and not let us go into another lockdown and maybe hire some competent individuals.
Right. Well,
that don't
firing,
have an agenda.
Firing Fauci and Bricks would be much bigger than withdrawing from the World Health Organization, because if he's withdrawing from the World Health Organization simply to scapegoat it and China for, China and the World Health Organization didn't force us to do this lockdown. And so he could try to scapegoat China because this is the Kung Flu and they hid their information. But we had way more information to go on. And by the time the lockdown started in mid-March, we knew that they weren't, on this show and on related shows, we knew that the lockdowns weren't necessary. And the people in the government knew that even earlier because they did have better information because, you know, they had information. They didn't need these lockdowns, but they have ulterior motives. It would be great. Here's something on the very related topic. Trump today was saying that he is going to put pressure, as much pressure as possible, on schools to reopen. And this was on Tucker's show. This was what Tucker led with. I think he spent the first 10 minutes of the show on this. And, you know, that is very much related to the lockdowns. And so I think it shows he doesn't want to go down into lockdown too. So that would be a big deal. That would be base Trump. Maybe he's getting... Do you think he's going to finally get a little bit of mojo?
I think so. You know, according to this article, it says Trump administration has formally notified the United Nations that the United Nations will withdraw from the World Health Organization.
The United States would cut off. Yeah,
it would cut off one of the largest sources of funding from the premier global health organization in the middle of a pandemic. Well, there's two things here. One, yes, I do believe Trump's getting some mojo going on here. But and it, the momentum started really with his speech over the weekend at Mount Rushmore. Mm-hmm. Totally base speech. I recommend that the listeners look it up and listen to it. And if he's serious, this is big.
Uh-huh.
So that's one thing. And two, I've actually heard that you can't even qualify this as a pandemic anymore because the death rate is so low now mm-hmm. that more cases have surfaced.
The death rate's very, very low. And so they're concentrating on the cases, the number of cases. And yeah, the number of cases, of confirmed cases is going up because testing is way up, but the number of deaths is going down. And that's very good news. And this is, it's been, this trend has been going on for a while. And it's, that's just great. That's just fine. So Trump, is he Mojo Jojo? Do you know Mojo Jojo?
I just know Mojo from the Austin Powers series.
Okay. Well, Mojo Jojo is the evil monkey on the Powerpuff Girls. So I'm bringing that
up. That's why I don't know it.
People need to know that. People need to know that. So, but he was saying he wants to reopen schools, and he was very emphatic. And then Tucker had on Betsy DeVos, the education secretary. And then later, at the end of the show, he had on Eric Prince to talk about Afghanistan. And, of course, Eric Prince wants American troops to withdraw from Afghanistan. Eric Prince is the founder of Blackwater, which is a mercenary firm. And it was kind of odd that Tucker had on Eric Prince. I mean, Eric Prince wants the American troops to withdraw from Afghanistan so he can send his mercenary force there, you know, and to take the place of the American troops. And I don't know. I mean, is that what we want? I don't think that's what we want. I just want to be done with Afghanistan. But what one thing that was interesting is Eric Prince and Betsy DeVos, they are they're siblings, brother and sister. That wasn't mentioned, but they are brother and sister, for what it's worth.
Yeah, and I didn't know that either until you pointed that out just a few minutes ago. Wow. I don't know that we'll ever withdraw completely from Afghanistan because we control those poppy fields that the drug companies in America so much love.
Well, the Taliban, they were in charge in the late 90s, had pretty much eradicated the poppy fields.
Yeah.
And they didn't think they were getting proper credit for it. And so then they blew up their equivalent of Stone Mountain, Georgia, or Mount Rushmore. There was a Buddhist statue, a statue of the Buddha that was carved into a mountain, and they blew it up. Just to stick a finger in the eye of the world because one of their cultural sites was blown up. But, of course, we don't need the Taliban to blow up cultural sites because we've got Black Lives Matter and Antifa.
Them over there, yeah. Some more we want. But, yeah, this is, you know, everybody knows this in the last, 18 years that we've controlled those poppy fields. We've had a bust of opium-based drugs in America.
Oh, my God.
I think that's probably why we're still there.
And especially in the white neighborhoods. It hasn't been in the city so much. It's been in the suburbs and the countryside. Okay. Well, we are coming up on the break, but we'll be right back.
To everyone he meets, he stays a stranger. When every move he makes, another chance he takes. The odds are he won't live to see tomorrow. Secret agent man, secret agent man. They've given you a number, hadn't checked.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Back. So next, what's next? Is it Tucker 2024?
That's something we've been memeing for a long time. I think a lot of people in the alt-right have been talking about it. And as you know, what we start talking about in the alt-right does make it into mainstream eventually. And Politico just ran an article a few days ago, Tucker Carlson 2024, the GOP is buzzing. And it mentions that the Fox News ratings for this host have gone gangbusters, and many Republicans think he'd be a force in a Republican primary. Wow, you don't say.
Yep.
Tucker Carlson's audience is booming, and so is the chatter that the popular Fox News host will parlay his TV perch into a run for president in 2024. Why not, Patrick? Everybody knows about him.
Yeah. Why not? I mean, the only why not would be if he doesn't want to. But at this point, I don't think he has a choice because he has taken up a leadership role, and I'm glad he has. I don't like him going off on this China thing because that's the one thing that could run it off the rails. But otherwise, he's really taken on a great deal of leadership. And, you know, once upon a time, the idea of somebody going directly from a news show, a Fox News show, to a presidential bid may have been a little bit far-fetched. You can think of Pat Buchanan, who's the closest person who tried it. He tried it in 92, then ran again in 96, and did pretty well in the primaries, and then not very strong bid as a third-party candidate with the Reform Party in 2000. But you know, he became a political force. Of course, he had been a Nixon speechwriter, so he did have some White House experience, but was largely thought, and I think he also was maybe a communications director in the Reagan administration, so he had some White House experience, but was thought of as a TV talking head. And then, of course, with Trump having won the presidency without ever having been either in any government job or in the military, that kind of smashed the mold. And I don't think people would have an issue with Tucker Carlson running without ever having a government job. Remember, I mean, even 4 years ago, it wasn't just Trump. Ben Carson I don't think Ben Carson ever had any government job. And he was considered a serious candidate. And so, what's to hold him back?
I mean, somewhat serious. But, I mean, some men are born to politics, and others have politics thrust upon them. And I think that Tucker is the latter. In the article, in the middle of it, it says that Republican strategists, conservative commentators, and former Trump campaign and administration officials are buzzing about Carlson as the next generation leader of Donald Trump's movement, with many believing that he would be an immediate forerunner in a Republican primary. Now, this is interesting. The Donald Trump candidacy and presidency is considered a movement, and it's kind of like something beyond Trump, right, that can be carried on. So even if Trump doesn't deliver on everything, like the movement, the talking points can be campaigned on in the future.
Yeah. And, you know, unlike Trump and unlike Ben Carson, Tucker Carlson has spent his entire career in and around Washington. And Trump has admitted that he really didn't know people in Washington, and he's been relying on other people to recommend people to be appointed to his administration. And, you know, I mentioned Betsy DeVos earlier in the show. Was she a pro-Trump person? No. In 2016, she was, who was she behind? I think she was behind Carly Fiorina and Jeb Bush, and then jumped over to Marco Rubio. She was not a Trump person. And he's got all these people like that who were anti-Trump. He's got all of these anti-Trump people who he wound up bringing into his administration. No wonder nothing works. And, you know, John Bolton's a great example. But Tucker knew who John Bolton was, and Tucker had him on the show, and Tucker told him to his face that his foreign policy was lousy. You know,
told him to his mustache.
Said it right to his mustache, straight to his mustache. I think I've got a better record than you. Because Bolton said, yeah, well, you know, you don't have any experience. Well, I've got a better record than you. So,
This Tucker leaves me hopeful because, I mean, Tucker wouldn't make the same mistakes as Trump, presumably, in hiring neocons.
No, he would not. And he calls out people. He uses the term neocon very derisively. And so, he might make different mistakes from Trump, but he wouldn't make the same mistakes.
Right. And so, you know, like we said, Trump is a first step. This really backs up the fact that we've always pointed out that Trump is not the answer. He is the first step. He is the foot in the door. And what he doesn't accomplish, perhaps future candidates will.
Yeah.
So I've got a lot of hope now, actually, having heard this and having heard Rush Limbaugh, actually.
So we'll hear Rush Limbaugh after the break. We've got to go off the break. But, you know, what would be really interesting would be a Trump-Tucker ticket for 2020. Sorry about that, Mike Pence. You could replace big game Mike Pompeo at Secretary of State. How would that be? I think you could. Okay, we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're not the only people talking about Tucker 2024, are we?
No, Rush Limbaugh. This is significant. Let me just explain. When I used to call into Rush, the last time I called in, I talked about the second time that Trump issued a strike in Syria, and I called into Rush to protest that and to ask, well, what does America, you know, how is it good for America if we strike Syria and start a war with Russia? Well, when I was talking to the call screener, which is Bo Snerdly on Rush Limbaugh, I was telling him, you know, how I heard this on Tucker Carlson, and Bo is like, you can't be mentioning, yo man, you can't be mentioning Tucker Carlson and Xi.
And is I'm that like, what he said? What? He didn't say it like that.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm being funny, but like, the call screener is like, you know, we don't mention Tucker Carlson on this show, and that was about a year and 6 months ago. Uh-huh. And now, Rush almost every other night is mentioning something that Tucker says, and actually played Tucker clips. And today he's talking about the fact that the GOP is buzzing about Tucker running in 2024. I think this is very significant. We have memed this into action.
Yeah, and you know, Rush is significant in 2008 when Obama was elected. You know, 2009 when he was inaugurated, the GOP was in disarray, and Rush Limbaugh was widely seen as like the new leader of the GOP. Now, of course, because of his brain cancer or whatever, Is it brain cancer or lung cancer? Sorry. Lung cancer. I don't think he's got any aspirations. And probably looking around, why not Tucker? So shall I play the clip?
Yeah, and what's the audience needs to keep in mind that Trump personally listens to Rush and to Tucker.
How much could he listen to Rush? Because that's a long show.
Well, he has his people listen to, I'm sure, to alternative media, but like Trump has called into the Rush show. Pitts calls into the Rush show. And Major Flynn called into the Rush show. So, I know to some extent they listen to it. They may not listen to it all. But I know that Trump personally listens to these shows, even if a few clips at a time.
Okay. Well, here we go.
What are you laughing at? I'm telling you, I read that. I read it was a Politico story. Are you doubting Politico? Politico is talking about how GOP is all excited. The theme of the story was that the Republicans can only nominate media people. Now, there was Trump, The Apprentice, and reality TV, and then now Tucker Carlson and so forth. Is what it's come to? Well, no, I'm telling you, somebody had to leak it. Somebody, obviously. You know, Chatsworth is killing it ratings-wise. I'm telling you that somebody in the Republican Party is looking at it. It might be this is what we need, and so they leak it. Try a balloon. You know how this stuff works. It may be you. You might actually have your name floated before 2024. It'd be a trial balloon if it happens. And you know, if somebody did it, you know who would do it? Nick Searcy. Nick Searcy would find a way to float your name as a potential 2024 nominee.
Who's he talking to?
As a trial balloon, just see what would happen.
All right.
Well, anyway, what's going on is, Russ was talking about how Carlson is what's been talked about in the GOP for a 2024 run. And he was just making the joke to Snerdly that even Snerdly's name could be floated. But I think it's significant that Russ is actually, talking about this, and he's referring to that political article that you and I went over just before the break, how Tucker Carlson's being considered. Mm-hmm. Because he does the Trump talking points, and he's very well known. He's a media figure. And now, like you mentioned, all of the barriers are broken. You don't have to have political experience from a presidency.
Right. And it's not exactly that he does the Trump talking points, but he gives Trump talking points. Right? For all practical purposes, he drafted that Mount Rushmore. Rush! The Mount Limbaugh Moore speech.
Yeah. Yeah, very good. He did. And when Trump was not taking the coronavirus seriously, he went and talked to him. Tucker has actually been an advisor to Trump. I think we can safely say that. And Rush Limbaugh has been an official advisor to Trump.
And it's but it's also significant that on air, Tucker Carlson a couple of weeks ago ripped into Jared Kushner and said nobody hates Trump voters more than Jared Kushner. And that was brought up in the political article.
Exactly, exactly. And so I think this is a good direction. I think it's positive that, this movement, as Politico said it was, it's a political movement. It's beyond Trump. It's going to go on after Trump is gone. This is going to keep going, and there is hope for us, and it may not be the GOP. Maybe Tucker will start his own party. We talked last week that I think the GOP is done. I think a third party is possible for the first time in maybe 100 years. But, we're on the right track is what I'm saying.
Yeah, third party, when you've got as much going on in the United States as we have now, a third party really is possible. You look at the war, the years leading up to the Civil War, and you had, multi-candidate general elections have become the norm. Lincoln was, it was a four-way race when Lincoln ran. The GOP itself was only 6 years old. It had formed out of amalgamations of, you know, I think the Liberty Party, which is the third party, and did it have some Know-Nothing Whigs? I'm not sure. It certainly had remnants of the old Whig Party. So you had the Free Soil Party also in those years leading up to the Civil War. You had the Whig Party split north and south, and the Democrats, to a large extent, had split north and south. And so when you've got a lot of chaos, that is when you can have a third party rise up. 1968 was a very, a year with a lot of uprising. A lot of people are comparing this year to 1968, although I think we're going way past 1968. But 1968, you had a very significant third party bid from George Wallace, and he won five states.
Yeah, and, you know, I think the key to all of this is to get Trump back in office, because with Democrats in office and them taking the Senate eventually, they stacked the court against us. And it could be that not another serious candidate who would vie for white interest would ever be able to run again if they took office in 2020. So getting Trump back in is keeping the foot in the door in order for a Tucker 2024 run. And he could make a very good case that the GOP is pretty much worthless. And, I mean, it would be obvious, right? The GOP has worked against Trump the entire time. Mm-hmm. The entire time. So it would be very easy to make the case to the American public that we need a third party and that you should vote for Tucker. And he may actually use the GOP. I may be wrong on that. But either way, there is hope for the future.
Well, yeah. But, you know, if he uses the GOP, it's also very possible that the establishment GOP will go off and form a third party. That can happen, too. It almost happened with Trump.
Well, we saw this with the neocons, right?
Mm-hmm.
The neocons pretty much all voted for Hillary. As a matter of fact,
yeah,
George Bush's people are supporting Biden.
Right.
Next year. So it's
lots of Bush alumni are supporting Biden. They've got their own super PAC.
Exactly. So, I mean, the GOP is worthless at this point. And they're just a vehicle at best, and they're not even going to be that maybe in another 5 years.
But, yeah, you'll remember 4 years ago when it had become obvious that Trump was going to be the nominee at the convention, and you had Tucker's former boss, William Kristol, spearheading this effort to draft a third-party candidate. He almost had Mitt Romney. That was his first choice, apparently. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they eventually got that CIA spook what's his name? Evan McDonald? McMullen? Evan McMullen?
Yeah. McMullen.
Yeah, who actually had double digits in Utah and Utah and Idaho, maybe Wyoming. He was a factor in a few Western states. Not enough to deprive them from Trump, but that was the whole idea. So, yeah, all sorts of things could happen.
And we need to act soon because the Supreme Court is in jeopardy. The Supreme Court is bad enough as it is, if Ginsburg is replaced with someone worse than her, it's going to be even worse than that.
But more than Ginsburg, if you're looking 4 years down the road, Clarence Thomas is the senior member. He might not be as old as Ginsburg, but he's been on the court the longest, and he's not going to last forever. Alito's not a spring chicken either. And if, you know, it's even Trump, I mean, even he has tried pretty hard to nominate solid judges, but they're not working out necessarily all that great. What's our drunken frat boyfriend up to?
Well, usually I would be singing Kavanaugh's praises, because he's been voting in our favor lately, but just recently he stabbed Trump in the back. The drunken womanizer, Kavanaugh, he staggers to the bench to stab Trump in the back.
And then what did he do?
Vomit on the Constitution.
And then he vomited on the Constitution?
So there was a case in Illinois, and this is an article I sent you from Fox News, actually. Justice Kavanaugh denies emergency requests from Illinois GOP groups seeking to hold large rallies. So while our own president is holding rallies and brushing off the corona hoax, here we have Kavanaugh telling Illinois and GOP that they cannot do the same. The Illinois Republican Party is continuing to push the lawsuit forward in the lower courts, but the Supreme Court will not be stepping in to permit political gatherings in Illinois. This is bad. Supreme Court Kavanaugh on Saturday denied an emergency appeal submitted by GOP lawmakers from Illinois that had argued against the governor's restrictions on meeting in groups larger than 10 amid the coronavirus pandemic. It's not even a pandemic. These people are crazy. Illinois Republican Party filed suit in the U.S. District Court in mid-June after Democrat Governor J.B. Pritzker permitted religious groups and protesters to convene in large gatherings. Political gatherings and rallies remain banned in the state due to the recent fake-demic. Read that, pandemic, fake-demic.
Pan-hoax-a-demic.
So Kavanaugh is not even willing to hear this case that even though churches are allowed to gather and the president's holding rallies, GOP rallies in Illinois are still prohibited. This is bad. And this probably has happened in many other states, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm. Hey, I want to ask you. Are we ready for me to interrupt you now?
Please.
Okay, so I wanted to ask, I think there's a lot of motivations for keeping this pandemic hoax going. I don't think there's one thing, but, you know, some reasons might be stronger than others. And I want to make sure we got our bases covered. So certainly you've got, like, the Gates people who want to keep this thing going long enough to get in a, to sell a vaccine, right? That would be one reason, right?
Yep.
You've got people who want to trash the economy so Trump doesn't get reelected. There's that group, isn't there?
Oh, yep.
You got people who want to take advantage of this crisis to further the surveillance state through, you know, contact tracing and whatnot, right?
Mm-hmm.
What else?
I'm with you.
I'm probably missing some stuff.
Well, I mean, they want to, in the surveillance state attitude, you know, they want to implement some sort of an indication that people have taken the vaccine so that you can't function in society. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's the new normal. I mean, they're going to make the new normal so miserable that people will want a vaccine, some sort of identification.
How about just getting people freaked out and hysterical, and because in such an environment, a cultural revolution is easier. Riots are easier. How about that type of thing?
And there's the double standard that Black Lives Matter riots, peaceful protests, whatever, they don't spread the virus. But when GOP gets together to form political gatherings and to push their candidate, they are violating. And, you know, Trump having rallies, that's violating and spreading virus. So there's a double standard there. It definitely means controlling the populace, not just the U.S., but the world.
Yeah, yeah. And one more thing before the break. Tucker said on the show tonight that there are even proposals from some school districts that schools reopen for non-whites, but not for whites. Wow. Okay.
Wow. I did not even hear that.
Yeah. Yep. So that's the absolute state of America these days. Now, this proposal is probably just floated by some crazy person at a school board meeting somewhere. Oh, yeah, let's bring back the non-whites first and then the white kids after that, or something like that. I don't think anything like that has been passed, and certainly Tucker pointed out it would be banned by the due to the Brown versus the Board of Education, which I don't think so. The I'll have to have Don Advil on again at some point to talk about Brown versus the Board of Education. But, you know, you've also had in Oregon some city that was saying that whites would have to wear masks, but non-whites wouldn't. So you are getting people can float those proposals. And are they going to have their career ruined? No. But if you speak up for on behalf of white people, specifically on behalf of white people, well, that's a different story. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with FrontSight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, FrontSight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, FrontSight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
We are back. Okay, what is next?
Well, in the area of elections that we're talking about here, you know, the left has been against the Electoral College. Yeah, but The Hill recently published an article that the Supreme Court rules that states can remove faithless electors in the Electoral College. And I thought this was already understood that they could do this, but apparently there is a movement to abolish the Electoral College. States could on the popular vote. Right?
Yeah. So, I mean,
the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact. I'm going to kick it over to you to explain that.
Okay. So these are two separate but related issues. So the Electoral College, as it was planned by the constitutional framers, was to be a group of elite and respected men who would, if not select the president, at least send some viable names, some good names to the Congress that would then pick amongst the top vote getters at the Electoral College level. It's evolved so much over the past 150, 200 years, because in the Constitution, it doesn't say anything about the electors being selected by voters on the first Tuesday after the first Monday in November. It doesn't say anything about that. That is how we do it now. We select the electors at the ballot box. The voters of each state do that. And then we have the expectation that the electors will then rubber stamp the will of the plurality of the voters in their Electoral College vote. But there's nothing in the Constitution that says they have to do that. And in the early days of the Republic, it was common for state legislatures to select the electors, not the voters. In some states, even though it was the governor who appointed the electors, not the voters. But except for South Carolina, all the states had moved to that system where the voters selected the electors on the first Tuesday after the first Monday in November. They moved to that system by the 1820s or something, so pretty early on. That's what we expect. So there are two things that are at issue here. One is that electors in some states were bound by state law to respect the will of the plurality of the voters, and in other states they weren't. That's all by state law, and the selection of electors was left up to the states. It was not defined by the Constitution. It was left up to state law. And so the Supreme Court has taken what I think is the constitutionally correct step of leaving it up to the state. If states want to pass a law requiring electors to respect the will of the plurality of the voters or risk being removed and replaced, which happened, there were some who were removed and replaced in 2016, according to state law. They have the ability to do that. Now, this other thing that you mentioned, this compact, this has been going on for at least 20 years, and it's an effort to render the Electoral College meaningless. So states, like I say, they get to decide how they select their electors. And so a fourth method of selecting electors could be adopted. So a state wouldn't select its own electors based on the state popular vote, but on the national popular vote. So many states have passed laws that say once enough states pass this same law so that they will select their electors based on the national popular vote, then we will do that too. And once we all do it together, once there's enough of us that we would have a majority of the electors, then the Electoral College becomes effectively null and void. Of course, the big problem with this is states like California, with big populations and a propensity to fraud, could stuff the ballot box, and that's the whole thing, because who votes? Who votes is also determined by the states, and if they want to let 14-year-olds vote, if they want to let non-citizens vote, if they want to let dead people vote, there's nothing stopping them, and they could effectively pack the ballot box. Okay, Jeremy, thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me. We'll look forward to the next episode of Patrick and Jeremy.
I think that's going to be coming up later this week. In fact, a Zoomer Vision. I've heard about a Zoomer Vision. And I'll be back again tomorrow with another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.